Coach Weber, you guys got back into the NCAA tournament. I know it's been a grind for the last couple of years to get back there, but get back there, win the first four game there at Dayton, then go out west and play at Cincinnati. What was that like, get back in the tournament for some of those kids that haven't had that experience before?
Well, I think it was great. I was so happy for them. They persevered. It was a good group. They deserved to be in it. And, you know, you played, our league was just unbelievable. I don't think people appreciate it. And you go through that grind of that league, and we have a nice run at the end. And, to have that experience to play in the tournament, it means so much. And I think it's not only for the, DJ and Wes and Corby and Austin Budke and Zach Winter to finish with the NCAA tournament, but for the young guys to experience that and to help them motivate, for next year and the year after. I think it's just you can't beat it. It's a really positive experience.
You still have a fairly young team returning for next year, and we saw some players that really showed flashes of promise, like Isaiah Maurice at the end of the year. What are you expecting maybe for them next year? Because they have some voids to fill, like you mentioned, with DJ and Wes especially.
Yeah, you got a group with you don't have any seniors on scholarship. Mason Schoen, of course, a walk-on senior, does a great job, great leader for us, just a good teammate. But that group of juniors, Dean Wade, Barry Brown, and Kamal Stokes, played a lot of minutes and started since the beginning. And they have to take that step that Wes did, that DJ did, where they become some of the better players in the league. And they're very capable. They've shown that. But it just comes down to consistency and confidence over the course of time. But you mentioned Isaiah Maurice. He had a great finish. He's had a really good spring. He's gained 20-some pounds already. He's headed to Europe next week on a trip with the Athletes in Action. And, you just hope he just continue to grow and blossom and get more confident. You add him to those other three. Xavier Sneed played a lot of minutes as a freshman. I think the one we really miss was Cartier Diarra, just to not have him when he had the ACL. It really, I think maybe a couple wins, made a difference of his athleticism. He would have pushed Kamal Stokes and Barry Brown and some of our guards and just given us some more depth. But, get him back. He's probably about 85%. Brian Patrick showed some nice signs. And then we feel good about our recruiting class.
That leads me to the next question. How close do you feel like you are to getting into that upper half and upper tier of the Big 12?
Well, we were real close this year. A couple, if you look at it, a couple plays and here or there, we could have been right there. You play Kansas. Both games came down to the last, minute or 2 minutes, and they were not only the best team in the league, probably one of the best teams in the country. And so, now, take a step. Those guys get a little more consistent. The new players coming in, we feel real good about it. Three high school players, a couple big guys. You got to replace DJ. We have three big guys coming in and replace DJ. That's how much he meant to us. But, the two young high school guys, one, Levi Stockard, has great hands, good touch, big body. Nigel Shad is a young man from Phoenix, more like DJ, athletic, tough, shot blocking, rebounding kind of guy. And then we brought McCall in from the New Mexico Community College at the end, and he, we felt we needed some age, some experience, and went to a Division I, was one of the better players in the country, actually coming out of high school. Went to Utah, and so he's got that D1 experience and had a good year, and he gives us some 4-5. So you feel that hopefully between those guys we can help replace DJ. And then you got to replace the versatility of Wesley Owandu and Corby Irvin. You added a high school player in Mike McGurl, 1-2. Can play a little point, a little bit of two, can shoot the basketball. And then at the end, again, we felt we needed some versatility and some age. And you get Ahmad Wainwright, Ish Wainwright's brother from Baylor. I think he'll surprise some people. Big body, can shoot the ball, just real solid. And again, you got a little bit of depth, you got a little bit of competition. I think you get some experience with those junior college players that should help us.
You've got some great guards coming in, is this as good a guard class as what you've had?
Well, I think the big thing is we're going to finally have an upperclassman point guard, first one since Angel Rodriguez. If you look back, since Angel left, we've always had a freshman or a sophomore. Now you got Kamal Stokes, playing the point guard. You got, you know, Barry Brown's got, you know, experience combo. And then Cartier gives you some very good depth. You know, Xavier Sneed's got to take a big jump, Ryan Patrick. But, you know, I you know, people were out. I'm at the NBA pre-draft camp last week watching watching Wesley Iwundu play, and NBA guys are coming up and say, you know, your two guards are could be as good as anybody in the country. And that, you know, I told Barry that. I've told Kamal that. They got to be excited about that, but they got to take it as a challenge so they have a great summer and take the step like Wes did. And, you know, guys like Frank Mason. Frank wasn't a great player. He was a freshman or a sophomore, but he took that big step, and that's, you know, that's what we expect out of these guys, and should happen.
Do you think Dean can take that step this year?
That's, you know, I think we all know he's shown signs he can be as good as anybody. You know, his is a confidence thing. You know, he's gotten stronger this spring. It's got to continue over the summer. But he's got to feel, you know, he's got to do it. This is from within, to get consistent, to get confident. You know, everyone said, why doesn't Dean shoot? It's not, we tell him to shoot. The players tell him to shoot. You know, he's just got to feel like, hey, I'm a really good player. And maybe I've talked to people from his hometown, and they said even there, you know, he's such a good kid and a good teammate, and respecting the upperclassmen. Well, now he is the upperclassman, so now maybe that'll help him be a little more confident, a little more aggressive. And, you know, like I said, I think we all know he can do it. Now he's just got to do it on a consistent basis.